Hi, and welcome to the Reiki from the Farm podcast, brought to you by me, Pam Allen LeBlanc from Hidden Brook Farm. I am a scientist, a businesswoman, and a licensed Reiki master teacher with the International Center for Reiki Training. Each week in this podcast, you'll be entertained as you learn about a wide variety of relevant Reiki topics, helping you become a more knowledgeable and effective Reiki practitioner. We caution you, though, this podcast may also dramatically improve your life, and we are so happy that you're here.
So welcome, everyone, to our Reiki Share and our podcast. We're actually a little early tonight, but not much, to celebrate the equinox. And so this is going to be our equinox Reiki meditation and Reiki Share, which is often all about change. And there's an awful lot going on this equinox. Before we begin, though, I'd just like to let you all know some of the things we have coming up at the farm. In October, we have licensed Reiki Level 1 and 2 and master classes, also licensed Animal Reiki Level 1 and 2 and master classes. The Yusui classes are in the Atlantic time zone. They're all online. The Animal Reiki classes are in the Eastern time zone. And again, they are all online. And coming up, we also have a Holy Fire Karuna Reiki class coming up. For any of you who are Reiki masters who would like to take things a little further, the Karuna Reiki is incredible. It's astounding. And I would encourage you to check that out if you're interested. We also, in December, have, again, Reiki Level 1 and 2 and Masters also in the Atlantic and Eastern time zones online. And there's also an animal communication class coming up in December. I have redesigned the class. The class will actually be 2 days now. It's much more intensive. There are a couple of attunements to animal communication included in that. And so you're welcome to join that if you'd like. And anybody who's already attended an animal communication class will receive a discount. On top of that, coming up on September 20th is our next and last session of the Reiki Master Mentor course. And that's for people who have a Reiki Master's, but who are interested in maybe taking things further, starting their own business, starting to practice, whatever that looks like to them, because everybody's practice looks a little different. Some people incorporate it into what they already do or into another modality, and some people create a standalone business. And so whatever route you're looking to take, that class does tend to fill up and it is filling, but go ahead and check that out. I will put a link in the podcast and in the YouTube channel for it. So tonight we are talking about the equinox and solstice, and there's a few things that are going along with it. We also have a full moon at the time of the equinox. Tonight is also our world peace meditation with the ICRT, with the world peace grids. And I'll tell you a little bit about those. We also have in Canada an election happening on September 20th. And September 22nd, it's only 100 days until the new year. So I just wanted to touch on all of those things tonight and then lead us in a meditation that will help us live fully our best life. I think that if anything, that is the message that COVID has been trying to send us. It has told us we need to live according to our priorities and to live fully and appreciating and just doing what we're meant to do and what we want to do and what brings us joy each and every day. So before we begin, though, I would like to just invite everyone to go ahead and draw your Reiki symbols in your hands, in the air around you, and just invite Reiki to begin flowing all around you. And so we'll just take a few minutes for that. You can draw a few symbols in front of you and pull them into you if you're guided. And I'm just going to invite you to bring your hands into Gassho whenever that's complete. Just activate your Reiki energy and invite it to begin to flow. And you may notice the energy of the earth flowing up through the bottoms of your feet. And at the same time, the energy from the heavens flowing down through your crown chakra, through the top of your head. And these energies meet together in your heart. And breathe deeply now, allowing your heart to expand, to accept these energies. So that your heart light shines out in front of you, behind you, on each side, above you, below you, and within you. And we acknowledge at this time that sometimes pieces of our soul become fragmented. When we are in trauma or distress, we sometimes leave pieces of our soul there. And so if there are any pieces of our soul that are not with us right now in our body, we invite them to come to us. Our heart light reaches out to them and brings them back home. And they concentrate around you and flow back in through your heart chakra and find their place. Your soul is reunited. Holy fire, holy fire, holy fire. The soul is complete once more. And your Holy Spirit within you ignites. I invite you to listen tonight with your heart light active and your soul intact. And we invite your energy now to concentrate closely around you. It might be out into different situations. It might be caught into other people's drama or tragedy or troubles. It might even be spread out among the collective consciousness if you are an empath. I invite you to just ask your energy to come in close to you, hugging your body now. And as it does, all of those energies that are not yours, for whatever reason that they're there, whether they're spirit attachments, extrusions, inclusions, empath energy, whatever they are, they just fall away from you. And they drop to the earth, where the Great Mother absorbs them, transmutes them, turns them into something beautiful and wonderful, and we let them go. Let's just breathe in that space for a while. Just getting used to the feeling of being sovereign and whole and complete in our own bodies. letting go also of the ways and worries of the world and any layers that might prevent you from seeing your authentic self, your true beauty, the light that is who you are. Releasing grief and guilt and shame and blame and frustration and anger and sadness and worry. Letting go of all those ways and worries of the world, they too just drop to the earth where they are absorbed and where they strengthen the earth. Allowing her to create more beauty and to do more wonderful things. And please know that you can return to this short prayer anytime you choose. Anytime you wish to return to your own complete, whole, sovereign nature. Anytime you feel you may be carrying or holding burdens on behalf of others. Even times when you're holding them on behalf of yourself. Aho, namaste, and amen. Thank you, everybody. That was meant to be a very short, simple bringing in of the symbols, but I always listen to the energy, and I guess it had some other ideas for us this evening. And I don't know about you, but I felt a lot letting go, and I think my husband did too, actually. I could hear some yawns and releases happening. So from that quiet space, I invite you to stay there in that peaceful space. And I just wanted to explain a few things tonight before we move into our fuller meditation. That was meant to be a brief invocation. So tonight is our World Peace Meditation, and that is something that through the ICRT we do every month. And I'd like to include that peace that you feel inside. We are going to take a few moments and just all send Reiki to the World Peace Grids tonight. And in fact, I invite you to go ahead and activate your hands and begin sending Reiki to the World Peace Grids, if you would, even as I complete the explanation. I will tell you a little bit about them for those who haven't heard of them before. The World Peace Grids are grids that William Rand was guided to make. On those grids, there are the symbols for the 12 major world religions, and they even include agnostics, atheists, and independent spiritual paths in an effort to be inclusive of everyone on the planet. And along with those, there are crystals and Reiki symbols, and the World Peace Grids were made in the shape of the ICRT logo, which is a 12-petal lotus flower. And as well are the words, may the followers of all the world's religions and spiritual paths work together to create peace among all people on earth. Because so often when there isn't peace, it has to do with religious differences. Now, William was guided to go in the late 1990s and take one of these World Peace Grids and place it on the magnetic North Pole. And he later took another one and placed it at the South Pole and buried it in the snow so that it wouldn't be disturbed on the North Pole, they were aware that would be melting. And so that world peace grid is buried within the sea. He also placed a world peace grid at our ICRT center in Michigan and one in Hawaii. And I've actually got to work with the one in person in Hawaii when I visited William in the ICRT center there. And he also placed one in Jerusalem, and it's actually on a very old wall, the original wall of the Temple of Solomon. And recently, just last year, the final grid was placed on Mount Kurama, the birthplace of Reiki. So we're simply sending Reiki out to all of those grids tonight in an effort to contribute toward world peace. And if you'd like to, you can go online. I'll include a link in the podcast and in the YouTube on the YouTube to the world peace grids. You can actually print out a free copy of them and actually just go ahead and send Reiki to them once a month. You can sign up on the website to just get a reminder of when the world peace meditations are. And tonight at 7:30, whatever your time zone is, it's 7:30 my time zone. I realize it's not 7:30 in all of your time zones. We're just asked to send Reiki toward world peace. Thank you for your contribution to that tonight. I also want to talk tonight a little bit about the equinox. The equinox is always considered between September 20th and 22nd. I consider it September 21st. For us in the Northern Hemisphere, it's our fall equinox. We're going into the most beautiful season in the world, I think, or the most beautiful season of all time. And in the Southern Hemisphere, you're going into the spring equinox. The thing about the equinox is they're about pause. There's at every equinox and solstice, we celebrate them because it's a pause. And it's a pause leading up to a change. And so that pause is a shifting over or a change. There's always change, whether we're changing in the Northern Hemisphere from our busy, more extroverted, more active summertime into the fall season, which will then lead into winter, or in the Southern Hemisphere, the change is going from the quieter, more introspective winter season and going into that more active, exuberant, lively, extroverted summer season. But it's all about change. And change, I've noticed, is difficult for most humans to accommodate. It can be really difficult for us to go through change. And here's something that's really interesting. In the course of my practice and the thousands of Reiki sessions that I've had the privilege to do, one of the things that I've noticed is that positive change is much more difficult for us to accept than negative change, if you can imagine that. And yet it shows up all the time in my practice. And I often wondered why that was. So I've spent some time working on that with Reiki, just trying to understand why is it that when we face a natural disaster, we say, what are you going to do? And that beautiful human nature and spirit just gets busy and deals with it. But when we're about to step into positive change, it can feel really difficult and really unsettling. And what has come to me, or what I've been shown, is that's because we are always basing our decisions on the future from the past. It's very difficult to get out of patterns and beliefs that we've been into because everything that we're stepping into, we're basing it on the past. It's very difficult for us to conceive of something that is much better than what we've already experienced. All we really know is what we've experienced. So pretty much all of our decisions stepping into the future are based on the past. And what's really interesting is that in this time of change during the equinox, we're also at the end of an era. And I've been talking about that for a few months now. We're entering into an age of love, of an era of love, an age where love and not fear and hate are the governing factors. If that's the case, then we really don't know what we're stepping into. We've come up through a world of duality, a world that is governed primarily by fear. We've also come up through that world of duality with belief systems that were handed down to us for the most part. If you really look and examine your core beliefs, most of them were instilled in you at a very young age by parents and grandparents and people within our culture. And that's fine for a lot of beliefs and beliefs that we want to continue with, the belief in being kind and helping others and things like that. But there are some beliefs that we may have outgrown at this point. For instance, I think quite often about the belief that you've got to work hard and just, and you got to be strong and things like that. Do you? I've really noticed that as I've stepped back, I'm getting more done and I'm enjoying it a lot more. So do we really need to be governed by some of those beliefs in the past? And so it's tonight we're really going to examine our belief systems and how they might be holding us back from living our best life and from living fully and deeply. And this time of change is a really great time to do that. On top of that, we're entering into a full moon where things can be realized. And the full moon is off also, it's September 20th, but the full moon energy usually exists a couple of days before the full moon and a couple of days after. So we've got two really special astrological events happening at the same time with the full moon and the equinox. And then with the Canadian election, again, there's an opportunity for change happening there as well. And whether change happens or not, I really have no opinion one way or the other. But every election that you go into, you're stepping into the potential for change. And so that's definitely happening as well. Then there's somebody that I follow who likes to point out to us when there is 100 days left in the year. And did you know that also on September 22nd, there are 100 days left of 2021 on September 22nd? So that gives us an opportunity to say, okay, I can step into 100 days of change. If there's something that you'd like to change in your life, some condition or some aspect or part of your life that is not meeting your expectations, that's not working for you, this gives us 100 days to make a change. Now, 100 days is a lot, it's a really good amount of time. And it can give us a focus for our goal so that we can move into that. And really, that would mean 100 days from today is the next, more or less, is the next event, the solstice, not the equinox, but the solstice. And so we've got 100 days to step into and make change. Now, this person that I follow, he had a wonderful suggestion that I'd like to pass on to you for you to consider. And it was, what if we took the next 100 days and reached out to somebody every day to let them know how much we care about them or to just touch base, just random, not because we want anything, like just. And I think that all the time. I think, oh, I wonder how Jade's doing. I wonder how Mary's doing. I think about people all the time. And I never do anything about it. I never reach out. I think about them and think, oh, gee, I wonder what they're up to. And my phone's not in my hand or whatever. And so I don't do anything about it. So in addition to using the next 100 days to effect a positive change and to step into living fully in our lives, I would like you to consider each day reaching out to a different friend or acquaintance or loved one or a person in your Reiki group and just saying, hey, I was thinking about you today, or how are you doing? I've just something like that, but just reach out for no real reason except to say hi and that you're thinking of someone. Then finally, the last thing that fell into place that let me know that we really, it's time to live fully, happened just last week. I actually took a day off from my phone and we were on holidays, but many of you know that I often work on holidays, and a couple of things happened. I was recording a podcast with Carolyn Musiel, one of our licensed teachers, about animal communication. And I was telling her a little bit of what was going on in my life. And she said, now listen, do I have to have the talk with you about your calendar? And I said, yes, you do. I definitely need that talk. And she went on to explain that one of our beloved teachers, Laurel Shantigaya, who recently passed away from a stroke, she said before she had her first stroke, she had two strokes, and then she was bedridden for a very long time before she did pass away. And she's missed immensely. She was just this bright light in the world. And she said before her first stroke, I told her I was worried about her and she was just doing too much. And she said, but I'm doing what I love. And she said, yes, but I really feel you're doing too much. And then Laurel had a stroke and she did recover somewhat from that stroke, but she went on to have another one. And that just really set me on my heels because as a light worker, I don't know about any of you, but I've had this sense of urgency since I was a child that there were so many things I had to get done. And sometimes it actually stops me in my tracks and makes it impossible to do anything. Because it's just this overwhelming sense of almost responsibility or obligation or something that I need to do. And as I say this, the lightning just flashed in the sky around me, you guys. I don't know if it showed up on the screen or not. But I realized from that, you know what? It's time to let go of that sense of urgency. It's time to really, you know, I talk to my clients all the time about when you're in joy, that's how you know you're aligned with your soul's purpose. That's how you know your heart is aligned with the heart of God. And I talk to my clients about how we often believe that we're part of God's plan, but I've been shown, no, God's part of ours. Everything that happens, sometimes that makes us feel helpless, but I've been shown that everything that happens to us in our lives, we create. We bring those conditions, and many times we don't do it purposefully. Sometimes we do it because we're holding on to energy for other people. That's why the first part, we let that all go. But other times we create the conditions that we're in because of our beliefs. And so one of the tools that we have is Reiki, and Reiki can really help us let go of some of those beliefs. And then last week, while I was on holidays and I just took a break from my phone one day, the following day, my husband said that one of my very dear friends needed me to look at my phone. And I thought, oh, I'd been feeling stressed and had a lot of pressure and was looking for a down day. Her partner had passed away in the night, just suddenly with absolutely no warning. And she just really desperately wanted to come and see the horses and didn't want to do that without asking me first. And I'll tell you what, that put everything into perspective. And this is a couple that I think the world of. And yet, one of the things, and I know that they wouldn't mind me telling you, is they never did get married, even though they wanted to get married. They were always waiting. They were waiting for a while. It was her health, then it was COVID. And I remember I liked him so much that last fall, they were both at a horse event and he got emotional watching how we train horses because it is so gentle and effective and it's beautiful. And I just realized how much I liked him in that moment. And I said, that's it, you guys, I'm going to marry you. I'm a Reiki master. What are you doing on Thanksgiving? I wasn't actually kidding. I really actually wanted them to step in But that made me think, not only did his passing and his wake is actually this evening, but not only did his passing put everything into perspective, and I realized, no, the stress I was feeling was just very superficial compared to something like that. And it just completely put everything into perspective for me. But it also made me realize, why do we wait? Why do we wait to live our best lives? What is holding us back? And I realized that's what I really wanted to talk to everybody about during this Reiki share. And so I just would like you, I don't know if any of you have anything to write with, and if you don't, you can make a mental note, but I'd like you to give some thought to some of your wishes or your goals or your dreams, some of the things that maybe you've put on hold or haven't realized, and just take a minute to jot a few of those down, whatever they are. Once you have a few things written down, I'd like you to think about what I believe is the biggest limiting belief or the biggest obstacle, and that is limiting beliefs. There's that understanding that whether you think you can or you can't, you're right. So often, our beliefs go in accordance with what we believe we deserve. And I've used William before, and I'm going to use him as an example again. He was walking one day in Maui, and he used to spend a lot of time in Maui. He would rent a place and stay there, and he loved it. But one of the days as he was walking, he realized, I should just buy a house and move here. And he looked up on the hill where he was walking, and there was this beautiful house up on the hill. And he immediately said, but I can't have that house. That's a really beautiful, expensive house. And the Reiki energy said to him, why can't you have that house? Why not? And he realized that he was limiting himself with beliefs, with his belief of what he felt he deserved or was capable of. And so he began working with the Reiki energy, and then he called a realtor. And the realtor said, yeah, come on in, and I'll show you some pictures of how some of the houses that are on the market right now. And so he went in, and guess what? That exact beautiful house up on the hill that he had seen was for sale. And the man said, there's only one problem, though, and it's not that they're asking a load of money for it, like they're asking, it's that because there are loads of people that want to just come in and write me a check for that house. The problem is the people who built it, they built it completely off grid. It's their own design. They put their heart and soul into the building of this house, and they really only want a certain type of person to have it who would really appreciate it. So all the people that would come in and write a check for $1 million, they aren't really entertaining all of their bids. So William actually took copies of his Reiki News magazine and some of his books and his writings, and he went over and met with the people and explained who he was and this sort of thing. And they accepted his offer on the house. And now he lives in that exact gorgeous house that he believed he didn't deserve or wasn't capable of having. So I'd like to just ask you to look at some of your dreams and goals. And I'd like you to think for a moment about what limiting beliefs you might have that have prevented you from doing that. Sometimes it's we believe we don't have enough money or enough time or you know, that we can't get away, or that, and I'm guilty of sometimes believing that I'm indispensable, that if I were to leave, who would manage my business? Who would look after the horses? Who would look after the kids? There's always people that can do that. That's definitely a limiting belief that I've had. So I'd just like you to think for a few moments, like, what might be holding you back? And it's okay if you don't come up with a concrete answer. You might just get a little inkling. We're actually going to dive into that in our meditation. And then I'd like you to think about your goal, whatever it might be. And I'd like you to come up with a few words, a power phrase, a few words around that goal, whether it's maybe your goal is to travel. I am going to go here by such and such a date, or whatever. Maybe your goal is to return to health. I am healthy and well. Something. Just think of a phrase that is really powerful around one of your goals. And you can repeat this with any other goals, but we're just going to focus on one right now. And if that power phrase makes you feel uncomfortable and a little wiggly inside, that's good. That means it's working. That means that it is something that you don't naturally feel comfortable with. So it's probably working against a belief system that maybe you didn't even know that was there. I'm getting the message that my power goal needs to be a weight loss goal that I have for myself that I haven't accomplished yet. So that's what my power phrase is going to be. And with that power phrase, we're going to go into a meditation. We're going to release the obstacles and we're going to activate it with Reiki. And if you have an object with you, maybe a piece of jewelry or a crystal, something like that, you can actually hold that in your hand as well. And we can activate that with Reiki. And that can just be a touchstone, a power object that will just help you remember your power phrase and your goal. Because I'm going to invite you to say whatever, and your power phrase might get a little more powerful. It might evolve a little bit. But I am going to invite you to repeat it to yourself, activating Reiki, and repeat it to yourself several times a day until the limiting belief is released. And this is something that Bryce Goble talked about recently at the Reiki retreat, is a cycle that we all tend to be in. We don't always realize it, but our beliefs create our thoughts. That our thoughts activate our feelings, that our feelings cause our actions, cause us to act in a certain way, and then our actions bring about the results that we achieve. And then our results reinforce the beliefs, and the whole cycle starts over and over again. That is why it can be so difficult to get out from under limiting beliefs. Even if you don't believe them, even when William said, I can't have that house, he realized that was part of his cultural conditioning, how he had been raised. And the Reiki really worked to break that cycle that was keeping him there. And so if you've got those in mind, I'm just going to invite you to go ahead and make yourselves really comfortable. Close your eyes. And we're going to move into our meditation today. So go ahead and close your eyes. take a deep breath. And just begin letting go of any stresses or worries from your day and of anything you think about later. This moment is about you and for you. So give yourself this time to focus your attention on you. Bring your hands into Gassho, activating your Reiki energy once more, and then place them comfortably on your body, giving yourself Reiki as you listen to the sound of my voice. And today we are stepping into a change. We've decided to live fully and freely, and so we invite the Reiki energy to flow through us now, releasing any obstacles that may be preventing us from living freely and fully in our lives in this moment in time. We understand that we all chose to be here now, and that as Reiki practitioners, we are agents of love. Reiki is love. It activates the love within us and through us. And oftentimes, we share it with others. Just feel the light of love flowing through you now, divine love. It has no agenda. And that recognizes the beauty and the love in others, even when it's hidden. And even when they can't see it themselves. And so from this space of love, we make a decision now to step fully into this life we've chosen and to really examine the beliefs that are preventing us from living fully, from doing the things that we love, the things that give us joy and peace and happiness. I invite you to think of the limiting beliefs preventing you from doing the thing that you really want to do. And just invite the Reiki energy to begin to let it go. And we'll spend several breaths here, allowing that to take place. I invite you to look at that belief and notice, does that limiting belief have any elements of fear in it? And we invite the belief to be infused with love in its stead. Filled with light and love, peace and joy and happiness. And if there is any sense of urgency within us, we let that go now too. We understand that everything happens according to divine timing. And sometimes when we have to push too hard to make something happen, it's just not the right time. And I invite you to use the distance symbol. And with the distance symbol, we're going to reach forward to the time when you have accomplished this goal, this thing that you've set out for yourself. Step forward through the distance symbol, through the bridge of light. And just imagine yourself having accomplished this goal, this dream, this wish. What does it feel like? Really step into that feeling. Is there anyone there with you? Are they happy for you? When is it? Is it 2 days from now, 2 weeks, 2 months? Now I invite you to try on your power phrase and see how it feels now that you've accomplished this. Does it feel more comfortable? More peaceful, less edgy? Are you proud of yourself? Are others looking to you as an example of what's possible? Take a moment and just embrace your future self and congratulate her, him. For accomplishing this tremendous feat. Let your future self know how proud you are, how large the obstacle loomed in front of you. You hadn't thought it was possible. Go ahead and sit down and tell your future self. You can laugh about the things that held you back. And now take her hand and his hand and let them know how proud you are of your future self, that you had the courage and the tenacity to stick with your goal and accomplish it. Try on your power phrase once more. See what it feels like. And we're just going to spend several moments here in this energy and in this space so that it can become very comfortable to you, it can become a tool to help you overcome any obstacles. Just spend this time with your future selves. Basking in the accomplishment of your goal, of your dream. As you do, you notice that the obstacles in your present self just lift up into the light or melt away into the earth. And we just allow this to happen. Simply be willing to let them go. And just go ahead and let any limiting beliefs that are holding you back from any of your dreams go now. From this space of having accomplished your objective, your dream. Understand that you can revisit this meditation with any of your dreams or goals. Any time of change, any time that you're stepping into positive change and it feels uncomfortable. And sometimes we label change as negative. I think of when my company closed and it felt awful and it was definitely an ending. But it allowed for a new beginning. And I realized that in labeling that ending as awful, I may have stalled that beautiful new beginning, my life in Reiki, with all of you. Go ahead and thank your future self, and you can embrace him or her if it feels comfortable to you. And let them know that you'll see them soon. And feel free to revisit this space anytime you need encouragement. But for now, I invite you to come back through the bridge of light into today, your daily life in this moment of change, but unencumbered. The beliefs that would hold you back. And I'd like you to ask the energy, what is one small step that you can take today, tomorrow, for the next 100 days that will move you toward this objective. And try on your power phrase one more time. And just notice if it is starting to feel more comfortable. And now I invite you to use the distance symbol once more, the bridge of light, to step forward into tomorrow and just imagine that tomorrow is going to be the most wonderful and amazing day. Not only is it the day that you are going to step into living fully and deeply, doing the things that you have wanted to do, but it's also just a magical day besides that. It's the best day. Everything goes well. And so just imagine from beginning to end that tomorrow is the most amazing day. What does that look like? How do you start your day? Just imagine moving through the most perfect day. And really get that image and feeling in your mind of what it looks like and feels and sounds like. And imagine that you do that one thing, that one step that leads you forward to your most amazing life. And now we invite Reiki to empower that day for us, to go out ahead of us, making it the most amazing day, making it easy for us to do the things that are in our best interest and that lead to living fully, being in the present, enjoying every moment. And we vow that it is our intention to live fully from this day forward. Namaste and Ame Ashe Shalom.
And so it is.
I invite you to stay here as long as you're guided. Whenever you're ready, you can bring your attention to your eyes and slowly come back into them. Thank you. Namaste.